Chapter 37. Now Vespasianus' first objective was the city of Gadar, which he took upon the first attack, finding it deprived of a multitude of effective combatants. And entering into the city, he did away with all those from the youths upward. The Romans, showing no mercy to old or young. So bitter was their hatred of the nation and their memory of the transgression which had been committed against Cestius. Now Vespasianus was not content with setting fire to the city. Instead, he also burned all of both the villages and small cities in the vicinity. Indeed, he found some completely deserted, but he reduced the inhabitants of others to slavery. Now my arrival filled the city, which I had chosen as my refuge, with anxiety. But the Tiberians had never imagined that I would have fled, unless I had entirely despaired all hope of success in the war. And yet, they were not incorrect in their interpretation of my opinion. For I indeed foresaw the final catastrophe for which the fortunes of the Judeans were heading, and recognized that their only hope of salvation lay in reforming themselves. But as for myself, although I might have looked for pardon from the Romans, I rather preferred to suffer 1,000 deaths than to betray my fatherland and to disgracefully abandon the generalship which had been entrusted to me, in order to seek fortune among those against whom I had been commissioned to war against. Therefore, I decided to write to the magistrates at Jerusalem, detailing an exact account of the position of affairs, neither exaggerating the strength of our foes, which might subsequently lead me to be credited with cowardice, nor underrating it, for fear of encouraging them to hold out when they might possibly be inclined to change their minds. Now, if the magistrates intended to negotiate, I asked them to reply to that effect without delay. Or, if they were resolved to continue the war, they should send me a force capable of dealing with the Romans. Therefore, having indeed written about these things, I sent out swift messengers to carry the documents to Jerusalem. Now Vespasianus was impatient to make an end of Yodfot, for he had been informed that it was the refuge to which a majority of their foes had retired, and moreover, that it was their stronghold. So he sent a body of both infantry and cavalry in advance to level the road leading to it, which was a rocky mountain track, and which was difficult for infantry to traverse, but absolutely impracticable for cavalry. Therefore, indeed, in 4 days, their task was accomplished, and a broad highway opened for the army. But on the 5th day, which was the 21st day of the month Artemisios, I hastily left Tiberias and entered Yodfot. And my arrival raised the Judeans' dejected minds. But a man, a deserter, brought Vespasianos a good message about my relocation and urged him to hasten to attack the city. Because its fall, if he could but get me under his power, would amount to the capture of all Judah. Now Vespasianos received this message as a token of great success, and believed that God's foresight had ordained this man, who was reputed to be the most prudent of his foes, to have deliberately shut himself up in a prison. Therefore, he indeed instantly dispatched Placidos, as well as the Decurion Ibutios, a man of marked energy and ability, along with 1,000 cavalry, directing them to encompass the city in order to prevent me from secretly escaping. Now the next day, Vespasianos followed them with his entire force, and marching until evening, he arrived before Yodfot. But leading his army up to the north side of the city, he encamped on a hill 7 stadia from it, seeking a position as conspicuous as possible to their foes in order to intimidate us. And this spectacle had such an instantaneous effect upon the Judeans that none dared venture outside the walls. Now, after their full day's march, the Romans were certainly not prepared to make an immediate assault. But they surrounded the city with a double phalanx. And outside these, they posted a 3rd line of cavalry, blocking all means of exit. This maneuver, cutting off all hope of salvation, stimulated the Judeans to be daring. For nothing makes men fight so desperately in a war as necessity. Now on the following day, an assault was made. Indeed, at first, the Judeans, who were encamped opposite the Romans outside the walls, nearly held their ground against their foes. But indeed, when Vespasianos brought up his archers and slingers, and all the multitude of the far throwers, he permitted them to be shooting at these opponents, while he himself, with the infantry, pushed up the slope at the point where the wall offered little difficulty. I, Joseph, anxious about the city, made a sally, and the whole Judean multitude was with me. But falling in a body upon the Romans, we drove them from the walls and exhibited many works with our hands and which were daring. Yet truly, we suffered as much loss as we inflicted. For if the Judeans were emboldened by despair, the Romans were no less roused by shame. and they indeed had skill as well as strength, while the Judeans had recklessness for their armor, as well as fury for their general. Now, when the battle had lasted all day, the combatants were parted by the night. Of the Romans, indeed, a great many were wounded, but 13 were done away with. But of the Judeans, indeed, 17 fell, but 600 were wounded.